Tefillah for Life, Shir number 24, Thursday, Parshas Kisetze. We are discussing the importance of brachas and how they are the fabric of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned that when a person makes a bracha, he says, Baruch Atah, he is talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we talk to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us. So even though we walk around the whole day in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we make a bracha, there is a special hashras hashchina, so to speak, and that's why we talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we make a bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. And that's the importance of making brachas throughout the day, to internalize the understanding that we are constantly being watched by Hashem, and He's always there for us. Now, there is another interesting halacha which demonstrates this idea. There is a halacha that we have to wear something on our head, a kisui rosh, which we know is called a yarmulke. Every ish in Klal Yisrael has to always wear a yarmulke. Now, the Poskim discuss various instances that a person does not have to wear one, but that's not relevant for us. In certain instances, a person doesn't have to wear a yarmulke. But the Poskim explain, when you are making a bracha, or you are learning Torah, but we're going to focus now on making a bracha. When you are making a bracha, you are chayiv to wear something on your head. And there are those that have a minig to put a second covering on their head, meaning they have a yarmulke, and they also put on a hat or something else to cover the yarmulke when they make a bracha. And this teaches us something amazing. Even though we walk around with a yarmulke, because we understand that we have Yiras Shemayim, we understand that we are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the reason why we have to wear a yarmulke. But in certain instances, for whatever reason, we don't have to wear a yarmulke. But when we're making a bracha, a person must wear a yarmulke. And the reason is because when you're making a bracha, you are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, of course, there are instances, even when we make a bracha, that we don't have to wear a yarmulke. That's a halachic discussion, which is not for now. We are just discussing the concept that although there are instances that a person doesn't have to wear a yarmulke, when you make a bracha, the Mefarshim say you are chayiv to wear a yarmulke. Which teaches us that even though we walk around in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we make a bracha, the Shechina intensifies. We are standing literally in front of Hashem. And it is a chutzpah for a person to be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a yarmulke. Now let's think about that next time we have the opportunity to make a bracha. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us. But when we make a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, so to speak, and He stands right in front of us. And that's the reason why we say the Shem Hashem in the bracha, which we'll Emirtz Hashem discuss. Because Hashem is here and we are talking to Him. And we should feel that. This is the message of the 100 brachas that we make throughout the day. We have 100 meetings with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would just internalize it, we would feel it, and our attitude towards life would change. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always watches us. But we should put more emphasis during these 100 meetings with Hashem. Every time we eat something, or we do a mitzvah, or we come to davening and we make a bracha, we are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are talking to Him. And as we know, when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life, we have bracha. And therefore, a bracha that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life, brings bracha into our life. When we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of us, and we talk to Him, He comes and He gives us bracha.